thank you for downloading this podcast from theoutdoorstation.co.uk. Number 347.
Hallo und willkommen bei der Outdoor Show in Friedrichshafen.
Hello and welcome back to the Outdoor Station. And yes, I have just returned from the Outdoor Trade Show, the big European show, which is held in Friedrichshafen in Germany, which was last weekend, the 12th to the 15th of July. And yes, it was interesting to catch up with everybody, catch up with some old friends and faces and make some new acquaintances. And find out a bit more about what's going on a wider scale in the industry from a European perspective. Now, I recorded lots of interviews. I really worked hard those 4 days, and I've got a range of 15 or so interviews, which I've broken down into 4 podcasts, and each one's been given a theme. This particular one is going to be about lightweight interests. Then we're looking at US brands, UK brands, and then the final one is going to be, I made notes here, based on information relating to equipment to do with longer, more remote trips. So let's come back to this one. I think this will be quite interesting for people. On here we are talking to the Euro Umbrella Company about trekking umbrellas and the success of those, and obviously how they've moved in the European market. We also meet the product development manager from XBED about a new range of packs which will be coming through, which I think are going to be very, very interesting to the lightweight fraternity. We also speak to Nordisk about the Telemark 2 tent, this 880 gram two-person, two-skin tent, which will be released next spring, and we have a quick review of that. But first, we catch up with Corey Toll, who is the head honcho at Climate.com. Now, Climate is a name which may not be familiar with people apart from those in the ultralight section, but they'll be well known for their designs of airbeds and airframes and pillows and such like. So I asked Corey to take me through the range and some of the things which are current and coming soon.
So the Inertia X Frame is our flagship product. It's the lightest weight, most compact, full-length camping pad on the market. 258 grams, 183 centimeters long. It's the size of a Coke can when you roll it up. It only takes 3 or 4 breaths to inflate. So it's extremely quick and easy to use, really durable, and it fits inside your sleeping bag, allows your sleeping bag loft to come through the what we call loft pockets, the cutout regions. Thus, you're taking advantage of the warmth of your sleeping bag.
Yeah, I mean, certainly comparing that to anything else that's sort of on the market, they tend to be a complete covering of the ground area or your back area. And certainly I think a lot of people, when they look at that for the first time and see all the holes that are in it and the tubes that are linking it together, and be concerned whether that would actually give you the decent heat retention.
Yeah, and some people question whether it's comfortable as well. So we have them laying out all around here on the booth and get people to lay it on as much as possible so they can actually feel that it does support you. And the heat retention actually is quite remarkable depending on what sleeping bag you're using, because they're the first pads that have been designed to take advantage of the insulation of your bag. So you're not compressing all your sleeping bag insulation, rather you're allowing it loft through those pockets.
I would say that's fairly unique, completely unique, I would think.
Absolutely.
To actually put it inside the bag. And that's been proved to be successful in both down and artificial materials?
Yeah, it has. It's been used in very, very cold weathers, down to negative 30, negative 40 below, with good sleeping bags, of course, but proved to work very efficiently and effectively.
And what about the people that sort of will obviously say that they're side sleepers and they'll roll a lot in the bag? Will that slip and go around them, and obviously they'll suddenly lose their heat retention, or will it stay in one place?
Well, that's one of the keys, right? 80% of a sleeping pad is all about staying on top of it. Mm. And that's why it's really great that it can actually fit inside your bag. Now, not everyone loves it. Not everyone uses it on the inside of the bag. Some people put it on the outside. But I like it on the inside because it helps you stay on it and you don't roll off of it.
Okay. And some specification about that. Can you tell me about the actual length it obviously expands out to?
Yeah, it inflated. It's 183 centimeters long and about 46 centimeters wide. About 4 centimeters thick.
So, that's sort of full-length, 6-foot person, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
Now, I mean, the catalogue here and on the stand, you've obviously got a range of products here, so let's just look at a couple of ones. Now, that's another one, a new one to the range, I understand?
Absolutely. The Static V-Pad is our newest pad that we've introduced, and it doesn't have any of the cutout regions, but it has a very unique V-shaped design that ergonomically aligns with your back. Very comfortable. It's about 6.5 centimeters thick, so it's got a little bit more cushion. It's got these rails as well that can fold up and actually fit inside your sleeping bag. But it's unlike any other pad out there who have vertical and horizontal channels. This one is a V-shape, limiting the amount of movement you get on the pad, so it doesn't feel like a waterbed when you're on it. Plus, it only takes 10 to 12 breaths to inflate, so it's one of the easiest, simplest pads to use out there. You don't have to spend forever inflating it.
With the actual compression that's in there, some of the criticisms or comments made about the other pads where the tubes are longitudinal or horizontal is that if you're sitting on the ground and you lean back and put your elbow on the pad, obviously your elbow goes straight through because the pressure is very low. How does that compare?
We take about a fourth of the amount of volume to inflate it. So where ours is inflating about 10 breaths, others are anywhere between 30, 40, 50 breaths. So when you actually lay in our pads, you have less air to disperse, therefore you're not sinking through. You need less air to support you. So it actually supports it very well, and that's a big key. More than just the simplicity of inflating and deflating is that it keeps you elevated even if you're putting all the pressure in one small point.
Okay, and I think you were saying earlier on that's quite an affordable pad.
It is. It's our most affordable pad. It's about 60% of the cost of the X frame. It's by far the cheapest one. It retails in the U.S. for $60.
Okay, and about the 560 gram mark, which is pretty effective. Moving down, there's a lot in the catalog, but these are the key items I think that would be of interest to our listeners. There's two things here. First of all, I think you're the first person to actually make a purpose-made inflatable back frame.
I think we are as well. Yeah, the AirBeam Pack Frame is a very new and very unique product that we just barely launched, actually. You're probably one of the very first to see it here at Outdoor. And it's a remarkable product that removes a couple of ounces out of your pack, but still gives you the stiffness that you need to transition all of your load to your hips. Very comfortable on your back. It kind of moves and sways with you, but you're saving all that weight, and you can actually adjust. You can micro-adjust how much inflation and stiffness that you want in your backpack.
So in principle, you just take out the frame sheet that's in your particular rucksack and slot this in, and the actual inflated size of it is, what, 60 centimeters by 28?
Absolutely. That's right. About 128 grams.
And have you any idea what that's going to retail for?
I think it's in the $40 region, somewhere in there.
Okay. And I quite like this final thing, the Cush. It's got two uses. Tell me about that.
Yeah, the Cush is our camp seat and pillow combo in one. You can use it in multiple ways. Going to the football stadium, you can use it getting off the bench, or you can fold it up in multiple configurations to have a double wide or a triple wide or a quadruple pillow or a wide seat. It's 3 ounces and inflates in a couple of breaths, and is just very, very versatile. It can fold up and fit in the hood of your mummy bag, and it just works really well because you can fit in your back pocket and not even know it's there.
Well, certainly, I think one of the feedback comments again about the deeper pads that you get these days is finding a pillow that will actually be deep enough to support your head, because your head tends to sort of just drop down as opposed to come up. So certainly having just played with that now and folded it into thirds, you've got a good depth there.
Absolutely. And some people, if you do a really thick pillow, some people don't like it that thick. So the ability to actually adjust it so many different ways is very unique, and that's why people like it a lot.
Okay, and as for our UK listeners, all these products are going to be available in the UK 2012, 2013?
Yep, they sure will be, and many of them there are available already.
You're listening to theoutdoorstation.co.uk. Award-winning producers of podcasts to inform, inspire, and entertain lovers of the great outdoors everywhere.
Of course, everybody we interview and saw at the show, we tried to take pictures where we could of the products to give you a clearer idea of what we're talking about, and any associated links to the product or the company or the distributors, etc. So do have a look at theoutdoorstation.co.uk and look for the appropriate podcast number for all the additional details. Moving on to Jürgen Brutz, who is the sales director for Euro Umbrella, a company that we spoke to some time ago, probably 2 years ago, 3 years ago, at the show. And I was interested to see just how the trekking umbrella market had actually developed, and talk to them about some of their new products coming through. So I picked this up with Jürgen, and he was showing me in particular a couple of new items which would be of interest, I'm sure, to people who like lots of ventilation and a little bit of sunshade.
Well, for this trade fair here in Friedrichshafen at the Outdoor, we do have two new products. The very sturdy and light umbrella, it's called Birdie Parlor Octagon, and it's the most solid trekking umbrella in the world. It's nearly unbreakable. And it's very lightweight. We do only have 307 grams, and we could save some of the weight by using new materials. It's a new kind of polyester. It's very light, and the shaft of the umbrella, it's an octagon shaft with 8 edges. What means we do not have to use so much material, so we save weight. This is why it is very light and also very sturdy. So, as I said, nearly unbreakable.
Obviously, the thing that immediately comes to people's minds with umbrellas is when they get an inversion of the umbrella, and then the umbrella virtually breaks and is useless, which is obviously typical of standard high street umbrellas. But your products are different.
They are definitely different because we use fiberglass. This is why when they come upside down, when it's very stormy, it's no problem. You just close the umbrella with the pusher and open it again, and everything is okay. So this is why you can use our products at each kind of weather.
Now, what sort of price are these, the ones we're looking at? This is the, you said the octagon and the outdoor. What sort of price are those two?
So the price is, the customer price is €59.90. And the very new one, the octagon, as I mentioned before, is €69.90. And it sounds it's for an umbrella. There are many umbrellas that are cheaper. We know this, but we think in the long time it is better to buy one umbrella that holds for a lifetime than buying each year a new umbrella because it breaks when it's windy.
I think we've all experienced that. Now, in particular, which I think would be of interest to the backpacking market, let's have a look over here. Is the although they're all hiking umbrellas, they're specifically these new products which attach to most, if not all, rucksacks.
Yeah, this is our new. We introduced into the market an umbrella, a hands-free umbrella, 1 year ago. It is attached. You can attach it to each backpack with a hip belt. So your hands, you have an opened umbrella. You can go through the rain, and your hands are absolutely free. If you don't want to use a backpack, you can buy a separate carrier system, so you're absolutely free. We also sell them not only for hikers, but also for photographers or for people working outdoor, and they want to have their hands free. And this year we made a development with this umbrella. We only had a stick umbrella with the hands free, but this year we introduced it as a foldable umbrella, so it's easier to carry.
Now, you've just shown me the feature of this umbrella, which I think will prove quite popular. It's got a good spread, a good coverage. It comes with an attachment item, a Velcro item, which Velcros onto to any shoulder strap, shoulder harness, and the umbrella will clip into it. But the umbrella itself has got an expandable handle, which keeps the final shape of it when it's compacted down very small.
Right. This was our aim, to get an umbrella. You can use it as a total normal umbrella, but you can expand it to use it as a hands-free umbrella. And as I said, by our new product, the hands-free telescope, hands-free, you have it even smaller to put the umbrella if you don't use it in your bag or in your backpack.
And of course, on the other side, when it's expanded, it'll expand to suit any type of walker, short or tall.
Right. And also, if you use it not as fixed on the carrier system or on your backpack, you can adapt it to your size. It's very comfortable. You can use it as a child. You can use it as a giant.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you've got these other ones here, which are obviously more important these days in the way the weather conditions are, with a very high UV protection.
Right, we offer all our umbrellas also with a silver coating, what means that you have a UV protection until 50, and I think this becomes more and more important also in our areas here in Europe. We started to sell them in Australia, very successful, but because we all know the problem about the strength of the sun, we think that the future market will bring that the umbrellas with the silver coating will be sold more and more. So our umbrellas can not only be used against the rain, but also for sun protection.
And UV protection, yeah. Certainly. Now, how do you find the trekking umbrella market? There are a few people in the UK, I would say, proportionately fairly small amount doing it, but they'd certainly show a lot of interest because it allows maximum ventilation on a humid day. But I understand that obviously America and South America are probably quite a big marketplace for you.
We sell our products worldwide, and the market is always growing. The trekking market generally, and especially the trekking umbrella market, because the people realize that, as I said, that the clothing, even it's very modern and absorbing, I think it's more comfortable if the sun comes out, that you don't have to have a jacket on. You just pull down your umbrella and you can go on. And also the markets in the US market in South America and Africa is growing, and this is why we are very positive about the future.
Find out how easy it is to subscribe to all our free programs. Visit our website at theoutdoorstation.co.uk or look us up on Facebook.
And of course, once again, don't forget, pictures and links are on the Outdoor Station website. Now, the rucksack market is always a fascinating one, and one which holds great interest for me as I look around the show generally. And GoLite, for example, weren't there this year. They seem to have retreated back to the shores of the US, and they're doing strange things with their distribution network. But they were the only people, I suppose, the last few years that had specifically lightweight packs. There were, in fact, interestingly enough, a few very, very close to GoLite copies that seem to be coming through the marketplace, and I'm sure we'll hear a bit more about those over time. But this particular brand, XBed, is probably, they've been established in the UK for quite some time. I think probably their waterproof rucksack was one of their most noticeable items of a few years ago, which has been very popular. But I spoke to Mark Reyer, who is the product development manager at XBed, about the lightning packs. And these, I predict, are going to be exceedingly popular with people doing something like the TGO Challenge. Just the right size, just the right capacity, and certainly just the right weight with the features on there. In fact, when I bumped into Chris Townsend, who sadly was stressed, to say the least, about the number of people that he had to see, I quickly showed him these packs, and he himself could see straight away the potential with them. But unfortunately, he didn't have a chance to speak to them and take it any further. So I've got the exclusive. So here's Mark Reyer telling us more details about these packs and exactly what you can expect. And don't forget, pictures are on the website.
So the name of the packs are Lightning, and as the name says, they're pretty light. So they really fit into our what we call backcountry category. It's a trail-orientated kind of a category. And Then again, you know, we have a fast and light subcategory in this respective category, and it's really for us, it's an addition in the really lightweight back segment. And again, so I think we need to go on to the features in terms of the suspension system.
Sure. Well, if I can just contribute here, that we're looking at two packs. We're looking at a 60-litre pack and a 45-litre pack. It's made from ripstop Dyneema as the main body of the pack. And it will immediately attract a lot of interest from people who are definitely in the light category, not the uber light category, but the light category, who want to reduce their pack weights down and still have plenty of features. And now we're just going to go discuss some of the features that are on these packs. So can we go through this one?
So one of the, I think, quite unique features is the whole carrying or suspension system, which is a T-frame configuration. There is a long, really sturdy 7055 T6 aluminium bar, a long vertical one, and across on top there is a tubular stay. So this forms the whole T-frame configuration. This means that it allows on the upper body, it allows a high degree of motion, so laterally, and also since the vertical stay goes directly into the hip belt, we get quite a high range of motion as well. So it's a highly flexible and also dynamic suspension system, which also allows to carry easily and comfortably up to, let's say, 23 kilos, yeah.
Right, okay. And it's an adjustable back system as well?
Yes, and it's an adjustable back system as well. So really suitable for women. Okay, I just know the metric, let's say the heights, but it's below 160, and for men really up to 2 meters tall. So it's, yeah, it's really, really...
It's a wide range, isn't it? Wide range, yes. Fantastic. The other features on the pack, then, we have a roll top construction for the closure of the bag, mm-hmm. and there are various things inside and outside which offer great, that's fantastic, great flexibility. So tell me about these.
So there is an inside hanging pocket, a mesh pocket, and then it gets. There is also a kind of a flat stash pocket, which is quite interesting because it allows to feed a hydration bladder through this pocket outside to an accessible zippered outside pocket, which is kind of a double feature. So we have a hanging pocket, which in the same time allows to feed out the hydration tube.
Okay, if I can just repeat that and add to it. So we have an internal pocket, which is a mesh pocket, which is obviously useful for valuables inside the bag. And then you have an external pocket, which is also... Is that into the same pocket?
Yeah, it's like a twin...
A twin pocket. Access. So it's the same pocket, so you've got access from inside and outside the bag, actually, which is fairly flexible. And as he was just saying, the hydration slot at the moment comes through there, but that might be being worked on. Roll top closures, as we say, which gives a very positive neck and allow for a lot of flexibility as regards the expansion of the pack for food or additional items.
And there are two ways to close it. So traditional dry bag style, rolling down, but also what I call the American kind of a way. So it's also possible to close it down to the sides. So there is an additional set of webbing, which is basically stashed all the way down in the stash pocket. I can take it out, and then you can countermatch those
compress,
two.
And compress the pack downwards.
Yes, compress it downwards, yes.
Yeah.
So there are two ways how you can close the fold and rolling top.
Excellent, And the two side pockets too are an expanding mesh material, which are quite deep, probably a third of the pack, I suppose, in its height. So that's plenty of space there for a bottle, wind shirt, and some food, and still have some space. But the one of the most interesting parts is the lattice compression system, webbing system that comes across the front of the pack.
Mm-hmm. So there is what I call a combined front-side compression. So it's like a zigzag compression going all the way from the base almost up to the top. And, of course, it allows a high degree of compression, especially if the pack is empty. You can really, really make it a super a low-profile pack. And then again, maybe... let's say in a backpacking situation, you can easily stash your wet fly, tent fly outside. Or in a more alpine application, you can put ice pickets and just all kind of technical gear. In all, I mean, poles, ice axes. It's all there. So you can easily fix and stash a lot of gear outside of the pack.
The hip belt's a reasonably padded hip belt, and the lumbar pad is adjustable. That comes off with a Velcro attachment. But on the hip belt, we've got two generous mesh expanding pockets. Again, plenty big enough for a reasonable sized compact camera, as well as the usual type of accessories. The shoulder harness has got the upper cinch straps on the shoulder harness to obviously balance the pack and draw the weight in towards the top of the spine. So all in all, it's got all the key features. The packs have adjustable back lengths, but are they also male and female specific, or is it a unisex fit?
So there is also a female version, and so the hip belt will be slightly shorter and slightly less high than what we call the M or regular version. Shoulder harnesses are 2 cm shorter, as well as the
yoke.
The yoke would be also 1 cm narrower than the regular men's version. Yes.
And I take it that's that shoulder harness is shaped for the female form as well.
Yes, yes, and it really fits everybody really well. So,
but I think probably one of the most interesting. Points on these products is actually the final weight of the product, because that's the key point. It's you can have a pack full of features and then the weight starts to go up, but you've really cornered it, I think, and got it just right here. So tell me the weight of these two packs.
So the 45 liter version weighs in at 1 kilo exactly, and the 60 liter version weighs 1.1 kilo.
And do you have a final street price for this?
Euro-wise, retail 45-litre version would be $179.95, and the 60-litre version is $199.95, yes.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time. You had a lot of interest in these packs from sort of everybody in Europe here at the show?
Yeah, so really great feedback. I mean, really all over the world, yes. From all over the world, yes. And we also won the industry award, you know, from the show for this pack.
Oh, excellent.
So that's good news for us as well, and will certainly help us too, yeah.
Well, I'm sure we're going to see this pack around an awful lot. So thanks very much for your time.
Okay, thank you as well. Thanks.
The Nordisk Telemark 2 two-skin lightweight tent, weighing in around 880 grams, really did catch the eye of many people. Certainly every time I went past the display on the main stand or in the tent village, there were a lot of people inspecting it and trying it out for size. So I think we're looking at a potential future lightweight tent, which you'll see at many an adventure race, as well as with obviously appealing to the lightweight fraternity. Now, Nordisk is probably it's a very big, well-known brand in Northern Europe, and I suppose they're making their way into the UK. They come from a great pedigree. So I asked Jesper Velbeck to give us a bit of a lowdown about the company in the background, and then the actual Nordisk products are distributed in the UK by ARC Consultants, who also do Yeti and OMM products as well. And Ian Macklem takes us through all the main features on the tent itself.
It's actually a company that's more than 100 years old, if you look into all the details, and is a Danish company at first called Northern Feather, producing pillows and things like that with down with a good down source and so on. Moving on to the mid 50s, building having actually an overproduction of down, and then finding it into the outdoor business and creating an outdoor company called Nordisk Freizeit in Germany, where from there was built some brands around that outdoor part in the very early stages of this outdoor business. And one of the brands that were going really strong was Caravan. Got a nice introduction into the UK market, in fact, and had good success there for many years. But the Danish company closed in the 90s, so it actually just left this small outdoor company left, and they left it as Nordisk Freizeit, means Nordisk free time in German, and left it there in Hamburg. And Eric, the current owner, he took over this company and bought that out, and created the company Nordisk from that, and are now really working into how we, with the Nordic values around everything, it's the simplicity, it's design, it's getting the function in but with a reason, it's all these things around our products. You have to see and feel the spirit of the Nordic way of thinking into the products.
So would you place the brand then as a sort of a lightweight upmarket quality brand, or are we sort of further down the chain than that?
It's actually interesting because there's been a switch, because along Nordisk we also bought the brand Yeti, and this brand has tremendous growth in that segment of lightweight products. We have been alone with a lot of things there, as the Passion One sleeping bag of 265 grams. I've been with that for 3 years, and no one has been near us really, having the ultra lightweight range in clothing and so on. So in sort of inspiration from that, the Nordisk brand has actually always had a good distribution, especially in Germany, and had all the bigger players around it and being interested in its products. And the last couple of years we have increased our focus in developing high branded products. This means we want the lighthouses, and we want to be specialists in our field. We want to be known for the Nordisk part, to be an equipment specialist. This meaning that on the Nordisk brand we do not focus on clothes at all. In many companies they have a big clothing part to take care of, and then let's make a tent on the other side. We put full focus in with full product development team into just creating the supreme products at the moment, and this is what pays off now, and we get some super nice results. We're very proud of our tents for this coming season 13, where we've made some quite unique features. Not only have we made very light tents, we have made tents that actually work as tents. This meaning it's not a shelter, it's not a bivy, it's really a two-layer tent you could take anywhere, and it will withstand weather pressure and so on, being absolutely in the we think it's the lightest. We haven't seen anyone lighter than us for a two-skin tent. So that's sort of to the quick catch-up of where we are in the brand.
So that's a brief overview of the brand. And one particular tent that everybody is talking about at the show is the Telemark, which is a two-person, two-skin tent that's coming in at 880 grams, which is going to be of great interest to a lot of people. Now, Ian from OMM is the distributor of the tent, and he's going to take us through some of the main features.
Hi. We have in front of us the Bob just said, the Telemark 2. The Telemark obviously been named after the fantastic wilderness region in Norway, which is where the inspiration for the design and development of the tent came from. As we've already established, this is potentially one of the world's lightest tents, which has an inner and a separate outer, and has a couple of very special features which Nordisk have developed into their tent. We'll start first of all with the outer. This tent can be pitched from the outer first of all, so this gives us the advantage of weather protection whilst we're erecting the tent, and the inner can then be assembled internally so that it doesn't get wet if we're assembling the tent in extreme conditions. First of all, The outer fabric is a very, very lightweight 7 denier triple silicon layered nylon ripstop fabric, which is extremely lightweight and has a hydrostatic head of 2,000 millimetres. As we move around the tent, there's some little features built into it. We have poles designed on each of the four corners, which add a little bit of height and stability to the tent whilst it's being pitched, and also increases the living space inside the tent once it's erected.
So just to explain this to customers who may not be on the website at the moment, but there will be a picture of it on the website, it's a single hoop construction with the hoop slightly offset from the centre, so which allows you, I presume, to sit up. It looks like me at a tall 6 foot will be able to sit up there quite easily and remove clothing. And as you say, the four poles in the corner give an extra 6 inches of height, which has always been a criticism of a tent like this, which where the outer fabric runs straight to the ground, because you always lose about a foot at each end because of when your feet's inside a sleeping bag, obviously you're touching the skin. So that's going to give a lot more room inside.
We also have Dyneema guy lines on all corners to give extra strength when we're pitching the tent, and to make sure that it's more stable once it's pitched. And one of the other special features that we're launching with the tent is there will be two different types of pole option available at retail. We've developed, first of all, for the super lightweight version, a carbon fibre pole, which will help save over 70 grams in weight from the standard weight, which can be achieved by getting the lightweight aluminium poles. So we have two options: either an aluminium pole developed by the specialist tent pole manufacturer DAC, or you can have the carbon fibre pole option.
Well, let's get down on our hands and knees and actually look inside this tent now, because that's what you want to do, is know how much room you've got to play with. So talk us through some of the features here.
We have, as you can see, a very large inner tent. The tent, one of the guys involved in the development is 6'4", so we can actually see that we actually have a little bit more space than your average super lightweight tent. So this is actually quite generous in proportions in comparison to other offerings on the market.
It looks plenty wide enough for two sort of Neo Airs in there as well. You could actually get them side by side, and it'd definitely be a comfortable space for two.
Once we're actually inside the inner, you'll notice that both the ends, there are actually two zippable vents, so we can actually open up these vents, and this will allow extra air circulation throughout the tent. And we also have a couple of mesh stuff pockets so that you can place essential items in a handy location so that you can keep them to one area. One of the other very important things is we have a PU-coated ground sheet, which has a tray formation, so it actually moves further up the sides to give very good protection when pitching on wet ground and in boggier locations. The fabric has a hydrostatic head of 8,000 millimetres. The inner is attached to the outer and hung on several connection points, which are very easy to access, and they operate on a series of toggles and webbing straps to hang the inner.
So the vestibule still gives you plenty of space there for a couple of 35-40 litre packs, doesn't it?
Correct, yes. Once you've actually got the inner up inside the outer, there's plenty of space to store essential equipment, your rucksack, pack, shoes and other areas. Very quickly moving back to the doorway area, the door on the outer fly has been designed so that it can also be pulled forwards, and we can actually remove two of the poles from one of the ends of the tent and retension and pitch it, and we can actually use the pole to create a protected area so that you can cook from the inner area and still have some level of weather protection if the conditions are inclement.
But plenty of ventilation, which you definitely would need in a situation like that.
And also, yes, as you say, adds plenty of ventilation. There's a very small magnet at the end of the zip, and the magnet just helps locate and keep the door in place. And we also have a generous storm flap covering the YKK zipper, just to add that little extra level of weather protection.
It's got a good arched vent as well at the top of the door, which is something which some of these tents don't have, and the ones that do have proved to be very successful.
Absolutely. The classic issue with a double-skinned tent is obviously lots of condensation does build up, and this is one of the things that a lot of consideration has been given to. So the tent, as you say, at the very, very top of the door opening has a generous mesh vent built in, but still has plenty of protection by having a cowl over the top to make sure that the elements don't enter the inner.
What's the colour option on these? Because we're looking at what I would call a dark maroon. Is that a fair description, would you say?
It is, yeah. It's like a dark maroon reddish colour. And we have two colour options. We have the forest green option or the burnt red as we're seeing here today.
Well, I know a lot of people are going to be very, very interested in this, and certainly between now and launch date, which I presume is spring next year, there's going to be a lot of PR about it.
Yes.
But the main question is, of course, is going to be the price points.
Okay, the Telemark 2, as I mentioned earlier, we have two different pole options, one being the carbon fibre and the other being the aluminium DAC poles. The price points will be in the UK for the Telemark 2 with the ultra-lightweight carbon poles at £470.
And that weighs, what exactly?
And that weighs 880 grams.
Okay, and then the alu version?
The alu version will retail for £360 and will weigh 950 grams.
Now, it's also available as a one-person and a three-person shape as well, is that right?
It is indeed, yes. There is a one-person version, which is still quite generously proportioned. So if there are some smaller people out there or people who enjoy getting that little bit closer, they can actually go that little bit further and squeeze down into the smaller option. Although it's officially said for one, two people could be very cosy in there. The Telemark 1 weighs in at 770 grams for the carbon fibre version and 830 grams for the alu version. And they have the price points of £320 for the alu and £360 for the carbon.
Well, that brings this particular podcast to a close, all based around the lightweight interests that I found as I went through the show. Don't forget, as I say, all the links and photographs can be found on the outdoorsstation.co.uk website. And there's also a comment section there as well. So if you feel you've enjoyed the programme and you'd like to leave a comment, then please do so. It's always gratefully received. Don't forget, the next three that are coming from the show, which I'll try and put together as soon as possible, are based in themes of US brands, UK brands, and longer, more remote trips. Well, until next time, folks, keep enjoying the weather as it slowly improves, hopefully. And until next time, well...
Auf Wiedersehen und vielen Dank für den Besuch bei der Outdoor Show in Friedrichshafen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To hear more from our extensive free library, please visit the website at theoutdoorstation.co.uk, the home of UK-based audio and video podcasts for outdoors people everywhere.